With everyone's permission, happiest Thursday. Hope everyone is doing well. Today is shiur number 99 in Pele Yoetz. Today's shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Bat Jalinus, Chana Bat Shemuel, Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, Tzivia Bat Mashiach, Tamara Bat Mashiach, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, and Yosef Ben Nisan, Ruach Hashem, Tenicham Began Eden. And today we are learning about Bar Levav. Bar Levav means someone who is pure of heart. That's where the word Bar Levav comes, and as he's going to start with, it comes from Tehillim. Ketiv, it says in Tehillim, also happens to be the chapter of Tehillim that we read on Sunday. On Sunday, the Mizmor of Sunday in the Sidurim. So, Mi Ya'ale Behar Adonai Umi Yakum Bimkom Kocho. So David HaMelech says, who is going to ascend, go up on the mountain of Hashem? Who will be able to stand up in his holy place? Who will be able to make it there? So he starts with, Neki Chapaim Uvar Levav. Neki Chapaim, a person whose palms are clean, meaning that he is clean from any sin with his hands that he might have done. But then also he says, Uvar Levav. Bar Levav means someone who is pure in his heart. Right? Someone who is honest. And as he's going to explain, he's going to explain in detail. Today is about Bar Levav. What does this mean? What does purity of the heart mean? So, Uferush Bar Levav. How does a person acquire this trait? And what does it mean for a person to be Bar Levav? Purity of the heart. So that a person can have the zechut to be of this, the, this person that David HaMelech says, to go up there and to be, to stand, to stand up without any shame and to be in Hashem's holy place, in Hashem's vicinity, up on the mountain of Hashem. So who's a bar levav? Shelo yecheta belibo, that he doesn't sin. Not only that he doesn't sin with the palm of his hands, that he doesn't sin in action. Even in his heart, he doesn't sin. Lachshov machshavot ra'ot va'asurot. He holds himself back from thinking bad thoughts, from thinking forbidden thoughts. Uvifrat, especially, bish'ata tefila v'tamu Torah, especially at the time that he is praying. At the time, you hold the sidur in your hand, and you're saying la'amida, you're praying to Hashem, you're focused. Laser focused on Hashem. The Talmud Torah, and the times that a person is learning Torah, he's focused on what he's learning. He's focused on Hashem, and he's not distracted by any other thoughts. Ki halev hu hechal hamelech. What a beautiful expression. That's because the heart is the palace of the king. Ve'im machnis bo machshavot asurot, hare ze ki machnis tzelem ba'hechal chas v'shalom. And if a person, chas v'shalom, brings inside his heart, inside his mind, machshavot asurot, all kinds of impure thoughts, or all kinds of forbidden thoughts, it's like chas v'shalom bringing an idol into the Beit HaMikdash. And so there's a Gemara that he doesn't quote here directly, but the Gemara says, Hirhure avera kashime avera. It says that thoughts of sin are worse than the sin itself. Now, what does it mean that the thoughts are worse than the actions? I mean, the actions are worse than the thoughts, right? There's no, the bedin, the courts, are not able to punish a person's thoughts. The courts can only punish a person's actions, right? The things that a person actually does in this world, a court can punish, the court can observe. But a person's thoughts is between himself and Hashem. So what does it mean that the thoughts are worse than the actual actions? So Rashi, he explains that sometimes that the Rashi, it's in Sechet Yoma, Rashi says that the thoughts are more difficult to overcome than the actions. A person can prevent himself from doing the actions, but for a person to overcome his thoughts and remove those thoughts can be sometimes even more difficult than removing the actions. But the Rambam has a beautiful explanation in Moreh Nevuchim, very much in line with what Pele Yoetz is saying over here. The Rambam says that What's worse? It says if the minister of the king does an avon, or if a servant of the king does an avon. If a high-ranking officer does an avon, or if a low-ranking officer does an avon. Which one's worse? No, it's worse if the high-ranking officer does it. Why? Because if the low-ranking officer doesn't, rebels against the king, no, very few people see it, very few people care. So what? He's just an average guy. He's just an average Joe. He's not somebody that anybody's
but
expecting
of.
Yeah, a servant in his quarters. No, but take, let's say, Shiloh Neda, a person commit, a person working for Andrew Cuomo commits, does something, does an avera and sins against women and mistreats women, and then you have Andrew Cuomo mistreats women. Which one is much? Which one is Andrew Cuomo? Like someone is when someone is in a higher lahavdil ben koresh lechol uven atameh uven atahor. That a person who is in a higher position and sins is doing a much worse avon. So the Rambam says that when a person sins with his body, says the body is like the servant. The body is the low-ranking officer. The physical body, it's not going to go anywhere by itself in Olam Haba. But the neshama, when a person sins in his thoughts, the soul, the mind, is like the high-ranking officer. The mind is closer to Hashem. Wow. So if a person sins in his mind, he's committing a worse offense. It's like Beliot is saying here. It's like you're bringing an idol into the Heichal Chas V'Shalom. You're bringing an idol into the Beit HaMikdash. So V'lo Zu Bilvad. Beliot says, not just that. He says, El Afilu Yod Mefane Libo Levatala Asur. It's not only during the times that you pray and during the times that you learn Torah. He says, even all the time. During the day, if a person allows his mind to wander into impure thoughts, it's forbidden. Kedarshu chachamim ozal, as our chachamim said b'pasuk, al tifnu el ha'ililim. It says in the Torah, do not turn towards the avodah zara. Our chachamim said, al tifnu el midatechem. Do not remove Hashem from your mind. Period. It's saying even if, let's say, a person is doing business. You can say, I'm doing as we said, a person can be doing business for the sake of Hashem. Right? So that I should be able to have a parnasa and support my family and bring up, pay yeshiva tuition. I can bring my children up in the ways of the Torah and I'll be able to give tzedakah and donate tzedakah. And I'll be able to live without having to accept tzedakah and without having to have stress. A person can have intentions for Hashem. When a person eats and drinks, like the Rambam explains, you can have intentions. I'm eating and drinking to keep my body healthy so I'm able to serve Hashem. When a person goes to sleep, you can say, I'm going to sleep right now so that I can have energy to be able to serve Hashem. So he said, Al tifnu al midatechem. Again, they were such tzaddikim and such holy people. We hope that we can get to the toes of the levels that Pele Yoetz is saying over here. He says, Al tifnu umitam zeh. He says, and because of that, asruli istakel biduknot. He said, it's forbidden for a person to look at images or statues of avodah zarah. A person should not look at. Mishum shemefane el midato. Because even looking at the statues, you remove Hashem from your mind. Umidina, and from there, nilmod lechol mines chok vekalut rosh asurim mehay ta'ama. So it says, from there we learn about different types of inappropriate jokes and laughter that people sometimes make. There's jokes which are appropriate sometimes, and which cause a person and make a person a little happier and a little make you smile, which are okay and which are good. But then there are jokes that sometimes bring about inappropriate thoughts or make an inappropriate point. She'asurim, he says, they're forbidden mehay ta'ama from this same reason. Kamforash basfarim, because it removes Hashem from your heart. It removes the purity from your heart. V'lo dai bischirat Hashem, ela tzarich ledov kabo b'cheshek ve'ahava rishpelev. And he said, this is not just about your thoughts and thinking about Hashem. This bar levav is a level higher than that. He says, tzarich ledov kabo. You cling to Hashem. You attach yourself to Hashem. Becheshek ve'ahava. He says with love. Ve'rishpe'esh. He says with fire. Shalhevet yah. Right, with the flames of Hashem, with the inspiration of Hashem that you have. V'zoah avodah kasha. He says, I'm telling you, this is not an easy level to reach. What I'm teaching, when they say, you know, mi ale behar Hashem umi akum im komatsho, you want to make it up to the top of the mountain of Hashem. You want to make it to the top to make it to Hashem's vicinity. It's not, you know, climbing Mount Everest is not that easy. Not every person is easily able to make it up Mount Everest. Well, Bifrat, he says, especially for us, unfortunately, he says, now, Shachomer, Achur, we have to live in our physical bodies, which are dark and muddy. Uvitula Tahara, he says, and unfortunately, he says, there is not that much purity around everywhere you go, especially Tum'at Eretz Akum. We live in the impure lands of the Goyim. We're outside, we're living in exile, unfortunately. We're not in the time that, you know, we have Eretz Yisrael and the Beit HaMikdash, and we're all in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Unfortunately, we don't all have the zechut to be in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. And V'tokef HaGalut, he says, and the stress of the Galut, not just that we're living in the impure land, we're in the stress of the Galut, on the guf v'nefesh, on the body and the soul, v'rov tirdotenu, v'mikre hazman, this is all of the stresses of our lives, hen hayu be'ochrenu, all of those prevent us from achieving this purity of heart that we strive for and that we desire. V'gam chatotenu monim atovim menu, and then on top of all of that, our own sins. The sins of the palms of our hands prevent us from achieving this. Aval, I'll quote Panim, he says, nonetheless, it says, Chiyuv Aram Ya'alenu. There's an obligation on each of us. Lehitchazek bechol oz, to try to strengthen ourselves to the extent that we can. Lehitchot me'alenu kol minei machshavot zarot v'hirurim ra'im v'shrei adayim. To remove from our hearts any foreign thoughts that try to creep in. Any evil thoughts would try to creep in. Push it away, b'shtei adayim, with both our hands. V'libo lemo'av yitzak. And in your heart, cry out to Hashem. V'yomar, hatzileni mitit ve'al et ba'a. Hashem, save me from the mud, so I don't drown in the mud. Lev tahor berali Elohim, v'ruach nachon chadesh b'kirbi. Hashem, create a pure heart for me, and create and renew an upright spirit inside me. Hashiva li seson ish'echa, these beautiful psukim. Hashem, bring me back the joy of your salvation. V'yishtadel b'chol kocho, do everything in your strength, b'chol etu, b'chol rega, in every moment, in every day. V'hachlif et yahayurim zarim u'machshavot ra'ot, ra betov, to switch any foreign thoughts which try to come in, push them out, and trade them in, and switch them in for good thoughts. For happy thoughts, for thoughts about Hashem, for thoughts about Torah. V'im lo yuchal libo la'amon legin yitzron, if your heart is not able to overcome your yetzer hara, lefiv yikra she'isayenu, call to your mouth to help you out. Right? V'yomar bepe male, and say it with your mouth, so that you can hear it to yourself. V'kol ra'ash se'afim saneti, say psukim. Say tehillim. It says se'afim saneti is from tehillim. Say, I hate the foreign thoughts. But say it with your mouth. V'chahena psukim et acharonim, and say psukim like that, and say supplications to Hashem, v'Hashem yeh be'ezro, v'hatzilo mi'yitzro, and be'ezrat Hashem, Hashem will come and help you to overcome your yetzer hara, v'yuchal lidavek bi'yotzro, and you will be able to cling and attach yourself to your Creator.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone have a wonderful day. Wow. Happiest Thursday.
It doesn't get easy.